Tagit, tagit.
What is, you said yesterday that we shouldn't, going around parading, saying like we support Israel is not actually called supporting Israel.
Yeah.
We should do something about it.
Yeah.
What is the rough thing about like the Israeli Day Parade?
Personally, what do I think about the Israeli Day Parade? Waste of time. Absolute, complete waste of time. En shum safek ba'olam. The epitome of bitul Torah, the epitome of pritzus.
What do you say to people when they say, oh, you don't care about Israel?
I do care about Israel. Whenever they need me, you know, I participate, I daven for them. When they ask me to, you know, we'll speak about before Purim, there's elections that Americans can actually take part of to help. Achenu b'nei Yisrael and b'nei Torah Eretz Yisrael, like, whenever those things come up, we do it. What is marching down Fifth Avenue, how does that help Israel? What does it mean? You know what I'm saying?
Are you showing them you care about them?
Shaykhis, you know what I'm saying? Okay, tov. That was easy. Now.
Okay. Tov, do you think it's a guy, but if someone didn't go listen to Rabbi Amar last night, they
no.
Instead of learning themselves?
I don't think it's Gaiva either way. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam sheyachol lo midbaro. I spoke about this last night. Now. So he says, Boker Tov, Yom Revi'ib Shabbat Kodesh. Today is He Be'adar. Zayin Adar coming up. Friday, people. Big day, big day. Learn a lot. That's the only thing Moshe Rabbeinu would have wanted. Learn, do mitzvot, don't march. Now he says the Or Lezion. Yeah, I don't think Moshe Rabbeinu needs any of our Ilui Neshamot situations. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes the person is just too big. Like, what exactly do you think you're doing right now? You're saying, what do you think that you're doing to elevate Moshe Rabbeinu? You know what I'm saying? Like, take a step back for a second. You need more Ilui Neshamot than Moshe Rabbeinu does. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just do it. Yeah. Moshe ben Amram or Moshe ben Yocheved? Oh, okay. It's a Persian thing. So, now, so he says, where were we? This we did the derech, huh? Lotisna, we were in Kuf Lamed He. Oh! Kuf Lamed He. We're speaking about not even having an internal hatred or strong, yeah, I mean, you could disagree, but definitely not to hate a fellow Jew. Limud Bazeh, second paragraph. Oh, I'm sorry, first paragraph. The Zohar HaKadosh says that there are three elements that are connected to one another. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael, and Torah. Yesh leavin, shebechol pam sheyehudi over al lo tisna et achicha bilvavecha, kilu pagam, kavyachol bechol elo agimal. Since we're all interconnected, it's a scary thought, but if you hate a fellow Jew, by extension, you hate the Torah, and you hate Hashem himself to a certain degree. Because we're all, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I hate my left hand, say I hate it with a passion, it's part of my body. And therefore, to a certain extent, I hate my body. I hate something about it. So, since we're all interconnected, it's a scary thought. You have a mitzvah v'avat Hashem, you have a mitzvah lehov et Torah. V'alimud bazeh, lo'otzim menibam, you can handle it. I know you can.
Oh, is that true?
מליבם של המון העם שחושבים שאהבת ישראל פירושה לאהוב את רק מי שנקרא חבר שלי ואת כל השאר אין צורך לאהוב אבל אלו אין הם חילוקים של הבל ככל ישראל אחים. It's a big part. Sometimes people say, well, I only have to like, I only have to be friends with my friends, my inner circle. But other people, no, there's no, it's okay. That's shtuyot. On the contrary, the Torah says that one of the ofot atme'im, one of the treif birds in the Torah, is the chasidah. Yes? We've spoken about this. We've spoken about ostriches, and now we're speaking about chasidah is the stork. You know the one with the long beak, that by goyim they bring the baby, you know what I'm talking about? That's shtuyot, but it's an of tameh. Why is it an of tameh? Chasidah, chesed, what could be wrong? Rashi says on the spot, b'shem ha-midrash. You know why it's treif? It only does chesed, right, among fellow storks. big community, we'll help each other out, we'll be moser nefesh for one another, but only one another. If you're not a stork, drop dead. That's not the midah of Am Yisrael. If you're not blank, you're not a member. You can't be here. We don't care. That's a treif bird. That's not Am Yisrael. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Do you understand very well what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Well,
yeah, good.
Within this concept, is there a concept of people being like, for example, a person can have a certain type of like person that he gets along with more? Is that like, that's not like...
That's fine. Everybody has their inner circle of friends. But mitzvah ahavat Yisrael, coming through for a fellow Jew, loving him, helping him when he needs it, tzedakah, lo ta'amod al dam, all these things. No, you're not a blank. So I can't even look in your direction. What are you, a goy? You know what I'm saying? Rishayim is a different story. After Manasseh. They're Maasim. We spoke about it the other day. Psachim Kuf Yud Gimel. Now he says, so he writes like this. Lo, v'zayim it. Not what I said, but you know.
No,
there are some people, sometimes Ashkenazim come over and they're like, there's a pasuk in Lecha Yitin Lemakeu Lechi Yisba'a Becherpa. We were so downtrodden during the Churban Bet HaMikdash that Am Yisrael Bar Minan would go over to our enemies and turn our cheeks to get slapped. That's what the pasuk says in Echa. That's how bad it was during Bayit Sheni. We came to our enemies and we were like, take us, yeah, that's how bad it was. So sometimes an Ashkenazi will come over and like, I would love to, but you're not genetically predisposed to be able to handle it. You can't handle it. You're not.
That
was supposed to tell you
about
I said, you can't. Like, no, I can. I'm like, no, you can't. You can. You know what I'm saying? By us, we're like, this is us. You know what I'm saying? Toto. Anyway, we kids. Now. I may not know much, but I'm allowed. Now, he says, that's big perm Torah. That's big perm Torah. Uh-oh. No. Hashtag. So he continues. ובפרט לומדי תורה יתאמצו במצווה יקרה זו שאינו דומה מצוות אהבת ישראל שמקיים עם הארץ לאהבת ישראל שמקיים עם הארץ לאהבת ישראל שמקיים יותר מתחם. We're מצווה to love עמי הארץ also. But especially תלמיד חכמים. How can you not love תלמיד חכמים, בני תורה? It's natural. If you don't, and on the contrary, there are some people actually like, they're skeeved out, they get grossed out by people who learn Torah, by Talmidei Chachamim. What are you? You know, that's the epitome of Avat. You know what I'm saying? Ki Am Haaretz ohev b'tzura mugbelet meod. When you love an Am Haaretz, okay, so you love him, but it's like kind of superficial because Am Haaretz, you love him just because of his Judaism. And because there's a mitzvah, there's not much else to love about an Am Haaretz, right? There ain't much there. V'abur rek in bomayim. But a Talmid Chacham, you know, ting, 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 like, you know what I'm saying? But when there's a Talmid Chacham, he's male v'gadush. Aval Talmid Chacham shelomed Torah arbe, avat Hashem v'avat Yisrael shelo b'midah gdola yoter. He says, Am Haaretz also, when he loves a fellow Jew, he's like, okay, shevet ahim gam yahad, you know, like all that, but Aval, Talmid Chacham, you're malevet gadush betorah. Goes both ways, to love them and them loving also. They know what it's all about. Shebishah shelomed Torah, umekushar le'akadosh baruch hu'am Yisrael. When you learn Torah, you become mitkasher more to the Torah and to Am Yisrael. Abraham said, Mazi. I know. Aval ze bar minan. Yeah, he's getting dragged down already. Now he says, "Lo ma'alim b'kodesh." Now he says, "Umeachar." Ma'alim b'kodesh me'moridin. Nachon, tagid lo. Who else is gonna mess with you like this? Nobody else, right? And if other people meant, well, what is he saying? Whatever. But you know, for me, it comes from a place of love. Sometimes a little tough love, but it's love. Huh? Yeah, that's true. It's all right. You know, I once wore colored shirts back in the day. Like before bar mitzvah and stuff. No, he says, ומאחר ושנאת חינם הייתה הסיבה לחורבן בית שני, לכן לא יזלזל באזהרה זו שלא תשנא את אחיך בלבביך. Don't treat this mitzvah of לא תשנא את אחיך בלבביך lightly. The Gemara says מפורש that that was the סיבת החורבן בית שני. It took down the whole חורבן בית המקדש. Millions of Jews died. We're in Galut for 2,000 years because of it, because of sinat chinam. It's not something small. It's big.
But like nowadays, Haredi, Sionis, you can't get rid of it. There's no way of getting.
Why do you have to be sone? You take the good from everybody. You have to hate them.
They hate each other. There are some people that hate each other.
Right, so they're wrong. You have to take the good in every yid. You have to stay away from, you know, each other's stuyot. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has their things that. Okay, so you take the good. You know what I'm saying? There's no faction, there's no group in Am Yisrael that's perfect. Perfection doesn't exist. You know what I'm saying? So that is that. Oh. Now, just finish the paragraph, or not. You know, we'll continue this tomorrow. I don't know what we're... Yeah.